The Lord be with you. Welcome to our Easter service this morning. We continue from Good Friday. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole church, that wonderful and sacred mystery. By the working of your providence, carry out in tranquility the plan of salvation. Let the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which had grown old are being made new, and that all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of God our Father and with the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, our resurrected Lord. Alleluia! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia! It had been a tumultuous 7 days leading up to the first Easter Sunday for the followers of Jesus of Nazareth. On the previous Sunday, Jesus had been welcomed into the city of Jerusalem to the shouts of acclamation from the mass of people who crowded his way. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David, they shouted, expressing their hope that Jesus would liberate them from the foreign domination of the power of Rome. Jesus, however, had not come for such a narrow purpose, but rather to redeem a fallen humanity from the powers of sin, death, and the devil. On Thursday night, Jesus instituted the Eucharist, the meal of the new covenant, telling his disciples to love one another even as he loved them. On Friday, Pontius Pilate sentenced Jesus to die by crucifixion. The dead body of Jesus was removed from the cross, placed into a tomb, the opening of which was sealed shut by a large boulder. The Sabbath day passed. Then early on Sunday morning, an astonishing discovery was made. We read John 20, verses 1 through 9. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in and saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Mary Magdalene returned to the tomb after telling the disciples that the boulder blocking the entrance had been rolled away. Mary was weeping, confused, and distraught, thinking that someone had stolen the dead body of Jesus. Mary thought she was speaking with the gardener, but thank God it was a case of mistaken identity. It was not the gardener after all. John chapter 20, verses 10 through 18. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. It is safe to say that on that first Easter morning, the disciples of Jesus were in a state of shock and confusion. What had happened to the dead body of Jesus? Had Mary Magdalene actually heard, seen, and touched a living Jesus? How could that be? Nothing made any sense. Two of the other followers of Jesus were on their way home from Jerusalem after hearing what they thought were surely rumors concerning a living Jesus. While on their way home, while they were discussing these things, an apparent stranger rocks their world. Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things have happened. Moreover, some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see." And he said to them, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, He interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So Jesus went in to stay with them. When he was at table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they rose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. On the first Easter, the disciples of Jesus were afraid that the authorities would come after them, so they met together behind locked doors. The two followers from Emmaus reported back to them that Jesus had appeared to them. Perhaps it really was true that Jesus was alive. In the next reading, we are told how Jesus ate a piece of broiled fish in their presence, thus demonstrating that he was not a ghost or a spirit, but that he had risen bodily from the dead. If you are a visitor with us today and you do not have a church home, but you would like to make a spiritual connection to God, I invite you to come and worship with us at Christ the Vine again. I can tell you that the people here are not perfect people, but they are committed to growing in their Christian faith and Christian life, and they would love to have you join with them. The story of Jesus rising from the dead is not a fairy tale. It happened. It is part of history. Today, the risen Christ invites us to trust in him for the forgiveness of sins and the assurance of eternal life. In Jesus Christ, we are free from the power of sin, death, and the devil. Thanks be to God. Luke 24, verses 36 through 47. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." Let us remember with thanksgiving the Lord's goodness in this life, God's mercies and gifts, guidance and encouragement.